Once again, good morning and calimera on this Tuesday. The sun is out, and at 11 a.m. each and every Tuesday, we have the privilege and pleasure of speaking with Manny Frangidakis of 12 Points Wealth Management and Stamati Astra to give us a weekly update on the market. Gentlemen, kind of by myself today, Petro left and Costa's in Florida, so I'll leave it to you two. Good morning.
Calimera, good morning.
Calimera. So, Teddy, the market's ups and down, mostly down. Today looks like a breather, like up a little bit, you know, almost 1%. I think the focus is on company earnings and this famous recession or no recession.
Stamati's spot on. So that's exactly what's going on. And you're also seeing a little bit of relief with the pullback in yield. So the 10-year dropped below 5%, you know, hovering around 4.9. And some of that is geopolitical driven, right? So there hasn't been a land invasion in the Middle East yet. And that is what the bond market is rallying for. So you're seeing a drop in yields, price up. What could spur that further is that if you do have geopolitical tensions spread and potentially other borders get involved, then you will see a flight to quality, which means that people will be buying up bonds, causing yields to drop even further, which will, you know, could help, you know, stocks kind of balance out here.
Okay, that would be nice. Now, for people that are most conservative, you know, a lot of people say bonds is a great place. Do not bet against bonds, meaning you can get 5%. Your capital is guaranteed as much as it can be guaranteed with no speaker on the house. Kind of joking here, but it is guaranteed 5%. Interest rates may be, you know, go down instead of going up, so you may have also an upside potential. So one of the advice is, you know, look seriously to bonds.
Correct. And that's actually the message that we've been saying for a while, was that when this all does get settled out, that actually bonds are more attractive here than stocks are. And I do think that plays out, and that is what you just described, Samathi, is the definition of total return, where you get the 5% guaranteed, and if you do get rates to drop over the next, you know, coming quarters and years, then you also get upside appreciation in your bond purchase price. So it could be a total return package for people that are willing to speculate in that area. For a majority of this year, you wanted to be in the short end of the curve because it wasn't going to take the wild swings when the curve inverted, as we've seen over the last 12 months. But going forward, you are starting to see people now look at the long end, adding duration risk because of where yield and where potentially the FOMC takes this market next, including Bill Ackman, who had a famous short on for the last couple months in the bond, and he actually essentially just went long, long bond yesterday.
Okay, so he likes bonds.
Yep.
Okay.
We're in agreement there, because I do think that, you know, for all intents and purposes, I think the Federal Reserve is done. My expectation is you don't get a rate hike in November and December, because the bond market has already tightened conditions further than the Fed, you know, expressed earlier on in their projections. So a lot of it's going to depend on inflation and what's going to be happening geopolitically. But, you know, I think we're done with rate hikes, but you will stay higher for longer. That is the other key point. That just because we're done hiking doesn't mean we start cutting.
And again, I'm, you know, the average listener who is looking, you know, 3 to 5 years ahead, they don't want to trade. They want, you know, a safe place to put their money. They should talk to you about, you know, that option, because it's a very attractive one.
Absolutely, and it's one that hasn't existed in the market since 2007. So this is the first time you actually have a 10-year treasury that is potentially worth purchasing here, guaranteeing yourself 5% per year for the next 10 years and avoiding market volatility. Could the S&P do 7 or 8% over the next couple, annualized over the next decade? It could, but is that worth, you know, the extra 2 or 3 percentage points and then bringing uncertainty back into your portfolio?
The other thing I want to ask you is very interesting. General Motors said today the results were great, obviously put, you know, a little bit of guidance for the next quarters. But the strike keeps going on. Today they expanded the strike, but still General Motors did very well. Are you staying away from the auto industry? What's your take?
Yeah, I think the auto industry is still benefiting from the COVID era. So even if you look at retail sales that we came out last week, and they were pretty robust numbers, majority of them were still large purchases, meaning vehicles. So I do think that you've seen a slew of that. I don't think that if you look forward, I'm as bullish on the auto industry as we were the last couple of years. So I do think it's something that I personally would avoid. As if you do get an incoming recession, we've talked about that car delinquencies at our all-time high. I do think that you could be setting yourself up for a disappointment in earnings over not just the next couple quarters, but potentially over the next 2 to 3 years when you look at the auto industry.
And then today we also have Google, Alphabet,
Microsoft.
And Microsoft. Oh, both today?
Yeah, Microsoft after the bell today. Projections are for 10% sales growth.
Okay, that will be interesting to see. We have Microsoft, marriage with the chat GPT, OpenAI. Google is trying to get into that game. That will be also interesting to see some numbers.
Yeah, Google's going for their top revenue number of all time. So it'll be interesting to see if it plays out.
Yeah, it and also all this hype with artificial intelligence, does it translate in the bottom line?
Yeah, and you saw some tech movement yesterday with the announcement of NVIDIA going into the CPU market. They are reporting later on this month, in a few weeks, but that stock was up 3.5%. So you could be setting up for some tech relief here, where some stocks that have been beaten down get some appreciation just due to the sector as a whole.
Talking about geopolitical things, the whole China, semi-embargo on AI hit NVIDIA as well, so it's good
yep.
for them to decrease.
Yep, exactly.
Well, that's kind of the news study on the pure financial aspects, but I got to shift to the last drive of the Patriots-Buffalo game. Did you watch it until the end, Manny, or you kind of gave up?
I was actually golfing.
Good for you.
I had it on my phone, but I was just like, I'm not going to waste my afternoon watching this. I thought it was going to be a bloodbath, but, shocking that the NFL script just completely reversed itself, having teams like San Francisco yesterday lose to the Vikings, the Bills to lose to the Patriots. It was a lopsided week where I think a lot of people that were expecting certain things, the exact opposite took place.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well, Belichick, his short revenge at least, and he's smiling. But we'll see what happens for him.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
One last point on markets before we switch over. Like, I do think that you're setting up for a potential chaos trade here, and it really depends on which side of the aisle you fall on. So if you do think that things get worse geopolitically, that potentially, Hezbollah gets more involved and the U.S. has to get some involvement, then your chaos trade is stocks go down, bonds go up, gold goes up, and oil probably goes up significantly. And if it's the inverse, then you're probably looking at a sell-off in bonds, a heavy sell-off in gold, and a rally in stocks. So it really depends on which way you're leaning. I'm leaning more the former than the latter. I do think that things do get worse before they get better.
Interesting times we live in, that's for sure.
Famous Chinese proverb.
Yeah. It's a little bit, and I've heard several, I think last week you even mentioned it, the war to this point hasn't really had that much of an effect. And I heard several analysts, all with the same conclusion. And I don't know, resilient economy, is that why?
I mean, you don't want to bet against the U.S. economy and certainly not the U.S. consumer. That is what's surprised a lot of people this year and what has kept markets elevated. But things could seriously change if you do see, if you do move forward with the land invasion. And the biggest concern is that does this spread to other borders? If it does spread to other borders, that's when the market will get concerned.
Yeah.
And you'll see a sell-off.
Yeah. Well, keeping us abreast of the situation every Tuesday morning, it's Manny Frangidakis, and thank you to Stamatis Astor. Gentlemen, any closing comments?
Speaking of the house, can I get a prediction?
Manny, why don't you run? Throw your hat in the ring. Throw your hat in the ring. Why not? Stamati, Manny?
Yeah, exactly. I'll go down to Washington. no, I have no prediction. I mean, honestly, it's a complete debacle, you know, especially given what's going on the international stage, that we're having this internal conflict within one party. It can't be setting up well for the Republicans as you head into a presidential election. And unfortunately, we need a speaker. So at some point, they have to get their act together and put some votes forward and make a decision. But I have no, you know, clue on who it ends up being and how long this takes.
I don't think any of us do. I don't think any of us do. Gentlemen, again, thank you. Always a great section. Always well-informed. Manny Frangidakis, Stamatis Astor. Manny, 12 Points Wealth Management. Joins us each and every Tuesday right at 11 o'clock sharp. Gentlemen, have a terrific, terrific afternoon, and we'll regroup shortly. Nastikala.
Likewise. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
You too as well. You're tuned to Grecian Echoes on a Tuesday. We're going to be right back after these messages.